I want to sort of pick up and get some real specifics on all these things that you've just said. So, for example, you have a patient who has ER-positive metastatic disease. So you're saying you commonly would utilize hormones and trastuzumab?
Correct, with particularly an aromatase inhibitor.
And again, getting back to just more specifics, the issue of combination therapy. In the patient that you're going to give combination therapy, for example, let's say they've never had chemotherapy, what's your likely first combination?
If it's a patient with HER2-new FISH negative or IHC 0, then I would end up using a taxane combination with Xeloda, unless they were a triple negative patient who had just relapsed on the heels of anthracycline and a taxane, and then I'm currently using gemcitabine carboplatin as an effective regimen for these so-called highly aggressive triple negative patients.
That's interesting. So, but you're saying in the chemotherapy naive patient...
Well, you have to remember that most of these patients have had prior adjuvant treatment. And this worst subset, the so-called triple negatives or basaloid, BRCA type, these patients are in general extraordinarily refractory to chemotherapy. And I've had a number of these patients for whom I've gotten some benefit out of that kind of approach. But for the HER2-new amplified patient, then a platinum compound plus a taxane, and I will use carboplatin with either paclitaxel or docetaxel, and I use the weekly regimen, weekly times three off times one, using carboplatin at an AUC of 2, because I think it's less toxic than the higher dose of the AUC of 5.
The concept of these patients with these triple-negative tumors being that resistant to chemotherapy, is that documented in the literature or more like your observation?
I think it's actually documented in the literature, but it is my observation that this is a niche of patients for whom current therapy is suboptimal.
I mean, because when we look at chemotherapy and metastatic disease, if the patient's hormone receptor positive, usually they've already exhausted their hormones. But you're saying that those patients who have exhausted hormones are more responsive to chemotherapy than people who start out as being ER negative, HER2 negative, for example?
I think so. I think this subset of patients has a worse outcome prognostically.
Have you looked at that in some of the studies you've done in metastatic disease?
No, we haven't, but I think that the goal would be to look at combinations for this particular subset, since they seem to do so poorly and are so refractory with so few options for them. These are the patients that have fulminant disease. They often relapse on the heels of adjuvant therapy. Sometimes they grow during adjuvant therapy. These are the worst subgroup of patients. I think this has been looked at in the microarray analysis. These have been identified as a subset of patients, very distinct from the hormone-positive subgroup or the HER2-new positive subset.
And so they've got to be a small percent of breast cancer.
I think they are a very small percentage. I think they stick out in the physician's mind because they do so poorly.